As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yes, it is the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Hugh, we're here. It's draft week. The NFL draft is on Thursday at 8 p.m. We'll be doing a live show live from Lincoln Financial Field. We know a lot of people will be there for the draft party. Let's dive into the latest mock draft. And I say this with some pause because I don't want to give you any extra fodder for your defense is a luxury thing. I mean, we know where you were today. We announced the Cam Jurgens news this morning. And, of course, the first thought you had was, just say it.
Defense is a
luxury.
Not necessity.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you might have it here when I read you this mock draft. Here we go. NBC Sports Philadelphia, Dan Roche wrote this one. NFL mock draft. All right, number one overall, Cam Ward, Tennessee Titans, the quarterback out of Miami. Number two, Travis Hunter, corner, Colorado, corner slash wide receiver to the Cleveland Browns. Number three, Abdul Carter, Penn State to the Giants. Number four, Will Campbell, offensive tackle, LSU to the Pats. Number five, Mason Graham, defensive tackle, Michigan. Now, this is let me hit a couple other ones that are interesting as we get to the Eagles. Hugh, two running backs in the top 10 in this mock. So, Ashton Jeanty goes to the Raiders. That one's been pretty common. But then Omarion Hampton, who's probably the second back in this class, goes number 10 to the Bears. It really would feel like a running back resurgence if we get two. When was the last time we had two top 10 running backs?
It's been a long time.
I think it might be almost 20 years. I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah. And that's what you're talking about, Joe. Teams are trying to pivot now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about what the Detroit Lions were with the tandem backs that they had back there, Sonic and Knuckles.
Yep.
And what the Eagles were able to do with Saquon Barkley, man. And I would say the Baltimore Ravens for that effect. You know, that teams are starting to shift towards running the ball a little bit more.
So there's actually a third running back. The Broncos at number 20 take Trayvon Henderson from Ohio State. Three running backs in the top 20. That is enormous. It would show a shift. All right, let's scroll down here and get to the Eagles, Hugh, but we don't have to go all the way to 32. We have ourselves a trade. This one, they're moving up from 32 to 26, a trade with the Rams. They're trading number 32 and their third-round pick, which is number 96. So the first and third to move up six spots in the first round for Colston Loveland, the tight end out of Michigan. Your thoughts, Hugh, if the Eagles – now, obviously, this would – I'm say obviously. I think this would clearly coincide with Goddard out of here, right? That's been rumored for months. They're going to move on from Dallas Goddard. Goddard probably out. Colston Loveland in. What
man,
do you think?
6'6", 240-some pound. That's a big target, man.
He's got some Jimmy Graham to him when I watch his highlights.
Yeah, man. And he can work. You know, like big guy, work the middle, big target, like I said. Got a little bit burst off the line. I'm looking at some of his highlights now, man. To see him out there and can line up wide. Just saw him line up wide and ran a slant, inside slant. Man, yeah, I like this cat.
When they won the title 2 years ago, Michigan, I thought he was their best weapon. I mean, I know they had a couple receivers that made the NFL, but he was their guy.
Yeah, he's a big dude, big wiry dude. Probably could put on a little bit more weight in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, nowadays tight ends don't really block too much anyway. But he's a big-ass target, man, real big target.
NFL.com put his comp as Sam LaPorta, who's obviously come in his first couple years with the Lions.
Oh, yeah, that's a great comp.
So you'd be all into this offense over defense.
And you know, Rhea probably would not be happy about this. But man, I look at it like this, man. Had a chance to talk to who was it? Oh, I was telling you his name this morning. I can't think of the GM. Used to be the GM. Got me traded. I can't think of his name. But anyway,
Tannenbaum?
Scott Pioli.
Oh, it's Pioli.
Scott Pioli. Was talking to Scott Pioli a few years ago, and we were talking about quarterbacks. And this is kind of where the defense is a luxury, not a necessity, come from. Mm-hmm. I remember him saying that, you know, Tom Brady, he talked about Tom Brady and how great he was and how he could play with anybody. He said, but you don't need a Tom Brady to win a Super Bowl. It'd be nice to have somebody like that, but you don't need that. So what you do is you put a lot of talent around the quarterback that you've identified as your guy. It feels like if the Eagles do this, it feels like that's what they're doing. Like, all the moves that they've made in the offseason, or the moves that they did make, screams to me that they're trying to shore up all the talent around Jalen so that he'll have more options, have more weapons that he can utilize in order to have success. I don't have a problem with that, especially when you've seen him break through the way that he's broken through. So, yeah, that's kind of where it's born from, is to let your quarterback flourish by putting a lot of talent around
him. All right, so here's my thought. So I think this is a really good prospect to you. I mean, if they drafted him at 32, I would not have a problem. Like, I don't look at tight end like I look at receiver, because when you and Kyle wanted the receiver, and I was like, come on, they do need a tight end if they move off of Goddard, right? So I'm okay with filling the need and drafting a tight end. Here's the only issue with this. In this scenario, in this mock draft, they're trading their third-round pick to move up. That means the first three rounds of the draft, they're only getting one defensive player, right? That means the only thing they could use is the second-round pick. We lost all these defensive guys, and we're going to walk out of the first 2 days of the draft with one total defensive player.
And you know what? It feels like if that's the case, then the scenario that you brought in where you're going to try to trade for players.
Using some of the picks.
That comes into play.
Yeah, well, they have to. They need defensive players.
To me it screams that if they do this, that's what it basically means. You're trying to put as much talent around your quarterback and running back. That's why I never was on board with, you know, even though you let all the defensive players go, that this was a gap year. I don't think that they look at it this way. I think that the quarterback is broken through. Now you're going to try to go and do what you tried to do last year and beat teams with your offense. Mm. Beat them bad with your offense.
Man, we've done this for about, three or four weeks now, the Daily Mocks. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've had 15, 16, 20 names. It never seems to be the same name.
Because it's all over. That's what happens when you have a good football team.
Well, right. You don't have one glaring hole. Yeah. It's also, you know, no one knows what the Eagles are going to do, which makes Thursday night fun. Colston Loveland, tight end out of Michigan in a trade-up. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to that. And Andrew Painter, let's check in on our Twitter question here, which is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Couple polls up this morning here into this afternoon on the show today. One about Hugh and one about the topic. Should the Phillies transition Andrew Painter to the bullpen? It stayed pretty steady. 2-1 votes to no. No at 67%. 33% say yes. I guess you won the poll today, Hugh. Your argument is what's translating.
Yeah, you don't want to stunt the guys, bro.
Well, you can stunt it for a year. It'll be fine. He's 23 years old. And does Hugh give good clues for Hugh's clues? An even bigger gap here, 69% no, 31% yes.
Gotta love the people that don't listen. Gotta love them.
Oh, so the people that listen would say you give good clues? Is that what you think?
Well, no, I'm saying if they actually was listening, they're great clues. They're very, very informative.
I would say they are informative. Are they great clues?
Great clues.
I wouldn't.
Best clues.
Wouldn't officially agree with that. Bruce in D.C.'s up. Hey, Bruce.
Good afternoon. Kyle. Joe. Hugh and the crew.
And Buzz. What's up, Bruce?
Oh, and Buzz. I'm not sorry. My bad. I forgot about Buzz.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, Kyle's out today. Kyle needed a rest day after we beat him up on Friday over the what was the topic for? Oh, A.J. Brown. Yeah, we beat him up.
Oh, my God. No, y'all beat him up pretty bad. Mm-hmm. But hey, you know, I'm with the whole A.J. thing, you know. But anyway, let me just start right here with the Phillies. I'm so glad, Joe, that you're saying what you're saying about Painter, because, you know, after this weekend, it's apparent that there's a big red flashing light for the bullpen, and because of the deficiencies there, we need to not only have Painter but Ranger. Both of them need to go straight to the bullpen.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because you
I like this. Now let's up the ante, Bruce. Let's fix this bullpen. Yeah, I like this.
Yeah. I mean, but let's look at the losses, right? And with the exception of Nola,
mm-hmm.
All of the pitchers, the starting pitchers, have done a very reasonably good job.
Yes.
And have handed the game over with leads, but it's been the bullpen that has accounted for more than 50% of the losses.
Well, they have 6 blown saves already. It is April 21st. We've got 6 blown saves.
Yeah. No, and it's insane. And see, this whole thing, you know, people are like, oh, well, Painter, and it's ridiculous. What is the point in having him as a starting pitcher, but your bullpen can't clean up the game? That's not a smart way of going about doing this. Look, Ranger Suarez started out in the freaking bullpen, okay? And then he came up and he graduated from there, did some middle relief, pitching multiple. And that's how Painter, if they were smart, that's where his starting point is going to be. He can be a losing pitcher next year, but if we go in and they don't make anything, they're not thinking on that level, there's no way we're going to, let alone win the division, or if we do, we're not going to make it past the NLCS. So that's my take on it. Thank you for saying that, Joe.
Well, I was thinking about this morning driving in because I'm listening to the morning show talking about the issues in the bullpen and basically everyone realizes it's a problem and everyone says they have to fix it, but like, how do you fix it? And they have this pitcher who's throwing 99 miles an hour and hanging out in Clearwater and get him up here. I mean, like, he's just hanging out in Clearwater, Florida. Get him up here in a couple months and solve your biggest issue. Bruce, I'm not worried about his development 3 years from now. I'm trying to win a World Series now.
Exactly. And the thing is, we'll get something on the trade deadline. No, let's look at the tea leaves on what's going on around in the league.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of bullpens that are struggling right now.
Sure.
There are not a lot of top relievers out there available that's going to fix our problem. We have to do it internally and go from there. And hopefully, if we do the smart thing, then we can do it.
Well, but and on top of that, Bruce, if you want a great relief pitcher, like at the trade deadline, it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. Like they're not going to, no one's just going to give it to you. So you're going to trade another top prospect to get someone when you have one just sitting here anyway.
Exactly. So let's get off the whole Painter starting pitcher thing. Put them in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Along with
see Bruce, a baseball.
Okay.
Bruce is a baseball man. That's what he is right there. Bruce, good stuff. We
good
appreciate
stuff,
it.
Bruce.
He's a baseball man. He gets it. Totally gets it. I do wonder if they will think about it. Because they have been pretty steadfast. Even I saw a quote from Nebraska a few weeks ago. He was asked about it, and he said he's a starter. Like, that's the way we view him. I wonder if their mind could change on this or if they are steadfast. Because, you know, it's got to be tempting when you have someone that good, and he's healthy right now, to be like, what if we do something different with him? It's got to be tempting.
Do you know what this reminds me of? I remember, this is when I was at ESPN, Steven Strasburg watch. It was like when he was healthy.
Yep.
It felt not as much pop and pageantry because that was all over the
and he television. Was the number one pick in his draft.
But it was, I remember it like it was yesterday because they were all excited about Strasburg watching. They had a whole day about that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't all like that, but it was very, very similar here in Philadelphia. That's what it felt like. Because everybody started talking about, is he going to be the fifth starter? Is he going to be in this? Are they going to go to a six-man rotation and stuff like that? Because they were excited about what he brought to the table. I think that is still in play.
So it's an interesting comp. I think when Painter gets here this summer, the hype here could be like Strasburg. I mean, it could be like people want to go to that game to watch him pitch his first start. But the other thing that I find ironic about what you brought up is, you remember how that season ended for them? He ran out of innings.
Yeah.
So they shut him down, and he was watching from the dugout in the bullpen as their season crumbled away in the playoffs. And they made a decision. They didn't want to hurt his arm, and they stopped pitching him. I mean, if we don't fix the bullpen, I could see a scenario where he's sitting there. He pitched the day before, gave them four or five innings, and I'm watching Jordan Romano blow the game in the playoffs. Like,
hopefully that ain't the case.
Well, I know.
I know it for you is trending in that direction.
Well, do you need six or seven good starters? I understand depth is important, but at some point, I have to move someone from here to fix this hole over here.
Taiwan. And you,
I don't know, will Taiwan be good in the bullpen?
He's in small sampling size, I think so.
Yeah, well, he's been better his first couple innings in games.
And if that's the guy that I have to, if I had to, in a pinch, he would probably be the first. Ranger would be the second.
Yeah, and at least Ranger has done it, Buzz. If they move Ranger, I'm not going to be as excited as I will be if they move Painter, but at least I think Ranger would help.
Well, he gives you length, and he gives you that versatility that you're kind of talking about.
A slow heartbeat. Like, he's good.
A bit of a Swiss. I mean, he did close out the 22 NLCS. It just doesn't feel like something they would really want to do with Painter. I'm not on board with doing it with Painter. Their target this entire time. How often is it that they tell you in spring training, July, that's when this guy's coming up?
Yep.
Usually they kind of shade those things a little bit.
They clearly have a plan for him.
Yeah,
they have
a very clear plan.
He's supposed to be that. He was the guy. He was the one, to me, that was going to move the meter when he was coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why when the Tommy John thing came about and everything, they were talking about the soreness in the arm, they were real tight-lipped about what was actually going on. And that's why it took them so long to figure out. They waited to the absolute last minute to have Tommy John surgery. They waited a long time.
So you're right about that. Now, what has changed since then is Lizardo wasn't here when that all happened, and Sanchez wasn't this good. I mean, I understand you can't have too many good starters. I just think they have a surplus of something that's great, but they have a deficit in the bullpen.
Well,
the bullpen's terrible.
We could also see them do, like, remember they did that piggyback thing a couple of years ago?
Yep.
That could be what they end up doing with Taiwan, and that's another way to save your bullpen, give them an off day once every fifth day. I could see that. I could see, like, a piggyback Painter, Suarez, or Walker, whatever the case might be, at that point in the season. I think that's more realistic and more of a suitable solution than, hey, just go sit out with the bullpen guys and that is your new role.
Because
that feels way more off track. If you've gone this far to this point of this is his plan, sending him to the bullpen just doesn't really line up with that.
They need to do something, though, because this isn't just... Nebraska could say all he wants yesterday morning. This isn't going to magically fix itself here. Let's go to Ron and Montco talking some Phils. What's up, Ron?
What's up, guys?
Ron, how we doing?
What's up, Ron?
Hey, Doug. Hugh. Listen, you know, I'm sitting here and I'm like, now I got it. All these days of these huge clues, and finally I realize his clues are layered. Why didn't I know this?
Oh yeah, they're layered. One goes to the other. You didn't realize this?
Yeah, you're like really deep and from left field with a hockey stick, and you know. Now I'm going to win this thing every day.
You should. You should.
I bet against that. I mean,
it's pretty easy.
Yeah, they are pretty easy. Yo,
nobody
guess what? A star was born this weekend.
Who's that?
Clay Stevens. What's his name? Clay Stevens?
Oh, Cal Stevenson.
That's it. That's it. We're good, man.
We're good on Cal Stevenson? Okay.
Please. Mm-hmm. Please. If I hear this guy's name one more time, I'm going to Ralph. Listen, Joe, I'm calling in for a reason today, and that is on Friday, and I know we don't like to rewind here, but I got to bring it up.
Okay, what'd I do?
You said, well, the topic was had at the moment was who's getting canned, who's getting fired.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You know, it was Thompson, and then of course Dombrowski, and you said, oh no, it's not Dombrowski, and I'm like, well, how can he possibly say Dombrowski's not going to be out of here? You know, I'm somebody,
well, I don't think they're going to fire him during the season. I think that's what I said. Topper could go tomorrow. They're not going to fire Dombrowski during the season.
Yeah, well, I agree with that, but they're at a standstill here. Listen, the Phillies raised the white flag last year, okay? They really did. And you guys are not reading the tea leaves. I mean, you're just not. I mean, this is a two-pronged thing, okay? They opened the checkbook for this guy. Okay, and if you look at the misses this guy's had and the trades he's made, how could you possibly let him do anything else? How could you? I mean, let's Taiwan on, Trey Turner, trading Ohapi for Marsh. I mean, how could you let this guy do another thing?
Well, how about last year? I mean, look at his trade deadlines. The Austin Hayes thing was a disaster. Estevez got crushed in New York in the playoffs. It's been bad.
Well, I'm telling you, this guy's made every bad move you can think of. And it's like, I would have him escorted off the property. Okay? I would. And the other thing is, it's like, you guys are sitting here twisting yourselves up into knots.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how you're going to get to the World Series.
I'm trying to fix it, Ron.
Fix it, Jesus.
You're not going to fix this mess. You're not going to fix it.
Well, I wake up every day trying to come up with ideas, Ron.
Well, why don't you help me instead of trying to help
What am I going to do with you?
Well, I don't
know. Get Dombrowski fired?
Listen, you know, Joe, here's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. You know, you can wish upon a star all you want. This ain't happening, okay? It's just not happening. The question is, what's going to happen? What's going to happen next, Joe? Remember the conversation we had those years about the Phillies?
Yes.
And we were, you know, and then the whole, you know, Ruben Amaro, Montgomery, right into Clint Tack.
Oh, McPhail. Oh, yeah.
This is why we're here, okay? From the past. This is why this is another episode of those two debacles. That's 15 years of Phillies baseball down the toilet. And when you see what happens here, okay, and you, Schwarber, let me ask you a question, Joe, and you, okay, Schwarber, you know, I wouldn't mind signing him for two more years.
Yeah.
But he's not going to take that.
Well, he's
going to
want four, yeah.
Okay, so if you, at least four, he's going to want the bank.
Yep.
Okay, he's not dumb. He sees what's going on in the MLB, and this guy, he's probably not going to be here because of that fact. They may try to say, hey, we'll give you two, you know, maybe three. But, you know, hey, we'll give you 40 a year. We'll give you 40 a year for 2-3 years. I'll bet you he says no.
If they lose him, this lineup goes from pretty good to not good. I mean, they need that bat.
Well, here's the thing. The other thing is the guy over at first base, okay, they're saving the DH for him.
I know. Yeah, I get it.
Listen, you can riddle me this, riddle me that. This thing is, I mean, this is a bad, bad, bad situation. This is, I'm telling you, Joe, when the smoke settles here, the dust clears here, man, it's going to be horrific around here for the Phillies for a long time.
Well, you've been calling that for a while, Ron. Let's hope it's not, but I need this right now. Ron, we appreciate it. I need to fix the bullpen. I mean, there's nothing more disheartening. I mean, Buzz, you remember 2020, 2021. Bad bullpen years
Worst in the history of the game.
I think 20. Bad bullpen years take minutes off your life. Like, I'm losing life here watching this bullpen.
The 2020 Phillies played 60 games, and it feels like they played 200 of them.
It feels like it was a full season.
We would not have survived a legitimate full season of Brandon Workman and all those guys coming out of the bullpen night after night after night.
It ages managers like sitting presidents.
Cam Bedrosian.
Topper's going to look like he's 90 by the time this season ends. Then I'm getting bullpen up. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we got a lot to do in our final segment today. We're going to check in with another NL East rival. We know the Phillies are playing the Mets starting tonight, but another team that we're competing with in this division, they're having a rough and awkward time. We'll update you on the Braves weekend, including a player who's not even healthy yet, not happy with his manager, and I think someone that covers a Major League Baseball team pulled a Hugh Douglas. Pulled a Hugh Douglas right in the clubhouse over the weekend. We'll explain that to you coming up, and we'll check in with you people around 145. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.